Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ford revealed its new version of its classic Bronco last night. It marks one of the automaker's biggest launches in years.
And joining us live with more on the new and improved Bronco, CBS automotive expert Jeff Gilbert. He's with us live right now. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for the call.
The Bronco, now help me out here. When did Ford discontinue it?
About 25 years ago. It debuted in 1966 and ran until the early 90s. I hate to say it, but around the time of the O.J.
Right.
famous low-speed chase, that was right around the time the vehicle was being discontinued. No connection, just a coincidence.
After all that time, then, why bring it back?
Well, they've been looking at Jeep, and Jeep has this rugged off-road market pretty much to itself. And as people are into SUVs and pickups, the feeling is they're going to be more into this kind of rugged vehicle that can take you anywhere.
Is this a good time for any kind of new car launch?
Probably not. But again, this thing has been in the planning for 5 years, so they had no idea at the time that they were going to launch it in the middle of a pandemic. But the hope is at some point the world is going to return to normalcy and we'll get back on the path we were before.
So what's new in this vehicle, this new Bronco?
Everything. I would call it, from what I saw on the Ford presentation, a game changer. It's got a lot of technology that makes those of us who are not necessarily the world's best drivers into off-roaders. They have a system where you can try 8 different kinds of off-road driving where it helps you. They've got cameras to act as your spotters as you're going over boulders. They even have what they call trail cruise control, which will actually control the acceleration as you're driving off-road, so you just have to worry about the steering. And they even have an off-road navigation system that tells you where the best trails are, just in case you got lost.
So this doesn't strike me as a commute vehicle. Who's going to be buying this?
You'd be surprised. A lot of people are commuting in Wranglers, and in Texas, a lot of people commute in pickup trucks. So people commute in interesting vehicles. But they're people who like the outdoors, who like to go places. I would imagine there are going to be a number of people who never really take them off-road. But Ford also is doing something for those people, too. They have areas that they're calling off-rodeos, where people can take them and actually learn about off-road driving.
What's the price point on this new Bronco?
They've hinted at starting at $30,000, but likely people are not going to buy them like that. If you look at a fully loaded Jeep Wrangler, it can be as high as $60,000. So, people load up these vehicles. So I would imagine the average one is probably going to sell in the 50s.
Wow. Okay. Fully loaded. Jeff, thank you very much. Appreciate the time, as always. That's CBS automotive expert Jeff Gilbert. We've seen the pictures. Ford's released the pictures. It's a different-looking Bronco, for
Bronco,
sure.
Yeah, it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.